Chapter 51. Ron smiled as he saw his students enter. Their disheveled youth amused him. He felt kindly towards them. So, good morning. I hope the weekend was good, but good or not, it's over. Time to get back to work. He paused. He stared at them. They gazed back, proud and strong and waiting to be filled. Your responses were good. Some of you have learned how to write. That was satisfying to see. The others of you who did not will have to catch up. This is an honors English class. If you don't know how to write, I'll help you find a more suitable placement. Otherwise, get to work. He passed out their essays, complete with comments. He said, "Take a moment. If you have trouble with my handwriting, let me see it." I didn't take time writing these comments because I wished them disregarded. Your grades will be a reflection of how well you perform on tests, but your learning will be a conversation between the two of us. Please read my responses to your papers. He waited and watched. They read. His heart missed his girls and their shyness, coupled with their sometimes brazen approach. These guys deserved his best. He didn't intend to shortchange them. One by one, their heads raised and let him know that they had read what he'd written. He surveyed them. Questions? Mark Simon said, "What does suspend disbelief mean?" "It means that literature requires imagination, and that if you keep what you think weighted down by the hard facts of life, that you might find it harder to dream." He let that sink in. Paul Panini said, "I don't think that too much of that is any good." Ron tried to absorb that. It was an unexpected comment. He liked that it surprised him. His mind reached back, something that Lashley had taught him. "Balance is everything, Paul. But one person's balance is another's tipping point." The look on Paul's face told Ron that he didn't understand. But Ron did. Edward Lang said, "I didn't find William Bradford boring. I thought that the poem was boring." The poem that Ron read that first class went, "We the First People." "I'm proud to belong to one of the original clans, whose ancestors occupied all of these lands before we were found by some wandering seaman who knew just where he was, and we became Indian. Talk to me of our victories, and I will listen. Talk to me about our history, a tear will glisten. Stories of how life used to be bring a rueful smile. Drums and flutes will find me dreaming all the while. In order to save us, they killed us. Our peaceful cultures were dangerous, and they thought that they could just ravage us. But by fighting back, we became savages. Call us lazy indeed, we're not driven by their greed to gather materials about them. But my question is, how did we exist for hundreds of centuries without them?" Unknown. Ron picked up the book and read it again. He knew now that poems were like songs. The more you heard them, the deeper their effect would be. "Why does this bore you, Ed?" "When you read it, it didn't. When I read it, it did." Ron thought hard about that. He had the sense that the information was important, but he wasn't sure what to do with it. When the class ended, he walked down to the teacher's lounge with it still on his mind. His department chairman was Sam Felice. Sam was hunched over a book and eating an egg salad sandwich at 10:30 in the morning. Ron slid in across from him. "Hi, Sam." Sam looked up and wiped his mouth. He had dark hair and glasses that had slipped down to his nose. He pushed them back. "How's things, Ron?" "Could you stop me with a question?" Sam laughed. You're letting them ask questions already? Ron grinned. They'd had many conversations about teaching. Sam was serious about it, and Ron respected him. Yeah, well, it's my honors class. You get them next year, so I figured I'd get all their questions out. They shared a chuckle, and Sam said, What did he say? He said the poem wasn't boring when I read it, but it was when he did. Sam smiled. Did you tell him that was because he didn't know how to read it? The comment hit Ron hard. They knew words, but they weren't sure how to hear them. He nodded. Thanks, Sam. Ron drank coffee while Sam finished his sandwich. How's the football team? We lost on Saturday. I know, said Sam, but how does it look? Like we are 0-1, said Ron.